Praise the Lord, everyone. Hi, this is One of Messiah Congregation, Kahal Echad B'Mashiach. Thank you for being here today. I have an interesting short study for you to listen to, and I've been troubled by the message from the different pastors and different people from different churches and congregations, as opposed to the scriptures and the message that the Lord brings us. You know, when asking people that say they know the Lord some very simple Bible questions, we're always given these answers, which I'm going to read to you, which is on the left of this worksheet that I prepared. And all I can ask you is, does these answers that I have here on the right sound like your pastor or your congregation or church? If it does, I'm warning you, it's time to wake up out of the smooth message of deceit. You know, in the book of Isaiah, that's Yeshayahu, the Navi, the prophet, Isaiah 30:10 says, "Would say to the seers, see not, and to the prophets, prophesy not unto us right things. Speak unto us smooth things, prophesy deceits." Isn't that amazing? It's Isaiah chapter 30, verse 10. These people are saying, see not. They're saying to the prophets and the seers, see not. To the prophets, they're saying, prophesy not unto us right things. Oh, we don't want to hear the truth. God's mad at us. Speak unto us smooth things. So, I put together just a small list that maybe you can take to heart. Now, if your church is saying, always saved no matter what, just always saved once you accept the Lord, no matter what you do, you're always saved. All I can say is, you know, if you just look in Mark 13:13, it says, "You're supposed to, he that endures to the end, the same shall be saved." The scriptures say, like the Tanakh, which is the Torah, which is the law of Moses, five books of Moses, the Nevi'im, which is the prophets, and the Kutuvim, which is the writings or the Psalms, that's 77% of the Bible, plus the Gospels and the letters, which is 23%. This makes to us 100%. But the churches are saying they're in the New Testament church, 23%. Now, the scriptures say, repent. But the church people say, you're okay. God has a plan for you. You hear that in a lot of the churches. We say, keep the law of God. How wonderful is thy law, thy Torah. The pastors tell everybody, it's done. It's over. We're on the grace now. We tell people, the Bible says, avoid sin. They call sin missing the mark. It takes off the realization of what sin is, missing the mark. We tell people there's a hell and a lake of fire. Death and hell are going to be cast into the lake of fire, which is the second death. Doesn't that sound like something you don't want to do? They just call it absence from God. Really, just absence from God. We tell people there's fire and torment, according to the scriptures. They say nothingness or sleep in the dust. You see how, like, the truth is so, I would call it, just watered down to just about no way of ever repenting or seeking God? We say fear God and keep His commandments. They say reverence. We say God is a righteous God with righteous judgment. They say, God's a bad parent that lets us get by from sin. We call and respect and fear God and call Him holy God, the righteous God. They say, my daddy. We say, holy, be holy and separate. They say, be nice. What a big difference. You know, we got to be very careful what the pastors and rabbis and people of congregations you're listening to. You know, John, 2 John chapter 1, verse 6 says, this is love, that we walk after His commandments. Right? They say love is smiles, hugs, and kisses, roses, and a box of chocolate, maybe. No, it's that we walk after his commandments. And we say, keep the commandments and live. They say so many things that make keeping the commandments null and void. I couldn't even begin to start telling you. They're done away, they're nailed to the cross, they're legalistic, they're, that's the Old Testament. It's just a whole bunch of nonsense. You know, in Psalm 119, verse 126, it says, it's time for thee, Lord, to work, for they have made void thy Torah, amen, thy law. Praise the Lord. Now, Jeremiah 2:8 is something for you pastors to listen to. The priest said not, where is the Lord? And they that handle the law, the Torah, knew me not. The pastors also transgressed against me. And the prophets prophesy by Baal and walk after things that do not profit. So these are the priests that are wrong. We got the prophets that are wrong. The pastors that are wrong. The ones that are supposed to handle the law are wrong. Jeremiah 10:21 says, for the pastors are become brutish. They have not sought the Lord. Therefore they shall not prosper, and all their flocks shall be scattered. How sad. In Jeremiah again, 23:1, God says, woe, woe be unto the pastors that destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, saith the Lord. How scary. It says, therefore, thus saith the Lord God of Israel against the pastors that feed my people, you have scattered my flock and driven them away and have not visited them. Behold, I will visit upon you the evil of your doings, saith the Lord. All these pastors and rabbis that have forsaken the Lord and made up their own religions. Oh, it's very scary. Ezekiel 13, verse 3. Write that down. Ezekiel 13, 3 says, thus saith the Lord God, woe unto the foolish prophets that follow their own spirit and have seen nothing. Isn't that sad? It's very sad. This is a live broadcast. I just thank God we could be here today. In Job 28:28, it says, and unto man he saith, behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom, and to depart from evil is understanding. That's Job 28:28. Behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom, and to depart from evil is understanding. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 6. By mercy and truth, iniquity is purged, and by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. Amen. And then, of course, we always read many times in the book of Kohelet, the Ecclesiastes, the preacher. Ecclesiastes 13. In the book of Ecclesiastes, we read that it says, verse 13, it says, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Isn't that amazing? They're telling people that it's over, it's done, it's finished. Let's hear the conclusion of the whole matter. I wonder if anybody ever reads that verse. I mean, that verse is like, how could you say that that's gone or done away when the Lord is saying it's the conclusion of the whole matter? This is Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13. It says, for God, fear God and keep his commandments. This is the whole duty of man. Verse 14 says, for God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. You know, it's very sad to me that the church people do not understand that Apostle Paul, Yeshua, Jesus himself, they didn't have a Bible like we had. All these Gospels and letters mixed them up. They think the rest of the Bible is just done away and there's a new Gospel, a new God in town. I say this is not true. I say this is a grievous error. This is a short message. Listen to it over and over. Be careful what you're listening to from your ministers, your pastors, your rabbis. make sure they didn't dilute the Word of God to where it's of none effect. God bless you, and Baruch Hashem Yeshua, keep the commandments of God. Be wise, my children. Praise the name of the Lord.